Test scores aren't the only thing on the up and up at Heidelberg Math and Science Magnet School.
The morale of the teachers as well as the students has increased 100%.
Cindy Pennington has been Heidelberg's librarian for more than 20 years. Her colleague Marcia Downs says the new principal made all the difference.
When Ms. Tyler Jones took over, everything changed. Unity, we were not unified at all.
Before Principal LaWanda Tyler Jones came, staff says planning felt disjointed, objectives disorganized. She knew she had bright kids, so she began benchmarking them, testing every 9 weeks rather than once a year, then building and adjusting lessons from what the data uncovered.
Believe me, that's crucial, making data-driven decisions. But you can look at all the data you want to look at. Your teachers can look at it, you know, they can dissect it. But still, that number one thing is getting these kids to buy into what you're trying to do.
Heidelberg jumped from an F to a B letter grade in Principal Tyler Jones' first year. Some school data experts say the gains at Heidelberg are so striking, it's almost unbelievable. Gregory Sizek, a professor of educational measurement at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says consider low testing participation.
Typically, schools where you see that kind of thing happening are trying to game the system by literally telling kids who are likely to be low performers to stay home tomorrow, call in sick, that kind of thing.
When compared to Heidelberg's enrollment numbers, 12% of the school's fourth graders and 18% of its fifth graders were not tested. Having fewer but brighter students test can inflate scores. But Sizek says that's not necessarily what happened here. He also says scores at small schools can swing drastically, even without tricks.
You're only dealing with a few kids. And if you get a few kids to do better, it can make a big difference.
Principal Tyler Jones says they didn't need to resort to tricks. To prove her point, she leads me to the teacher conference room. Charts and graphs of student data plaster the walls. She says you cannot succeed by hiding your weaknesses. You have to address them head on.
This is why our weakness is right here, in both in language and math.
You're actually at the bottom of the district right now.
Yeah, in math, fourth grade math. But we won't be there for long, you know, so.
Reading scores at Heidelberg are especially low. Now every teacher blocks out part of the day to focus exclusively on building reading skills. These third graders are spending part of their morning being read to.
They heard a shout, help, help, and then again, help, help. I'm lost. What's the opposite of lost?
Found.
Somebody said found.
Down the hall in kindergarten, staff is focusing on vocabulary. Teachers and parents alike describe Heidelberg's turnaround as nothing short of a radical transformation. But Principal Tyler Jones says for it to really be transformational, they'll have to show growth after another year of data-driven instruction and exams. If all students sit for the test and scores still shoot up, then Heidelberg may be the school that not only beat the skeptics, but beat the odds as well. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Annie Gilbertson.